My name is Veruska Calabria, and I'm here today to interview you to capture your motivations and feelings about standing on the plinth. Can I ask you to state your name and surname, your age and where you come from, please?
Yes, it's Christine Sharman. I'm 55 and I come from Wakefield in West Yorkshire.
Okay, so how did you find out about the project?
I'm always interested in the arts. I'm a painting and drawing tutor for the Workers' Education Association, and so I've always have my antennae in the arts arena, and I found out on the website.
What happened when you found out that you were selected?
I think it was a bit different for me because somebody did drop out for the noon slot, and so I was rung up just a few days before the event. I couldn't speak, I was totally shocked, and it was only when I put the phone down that I realised the enormity of the situation, because it is a great privilege, but something bigger than yourself, so it did strike me after I put the phone down.
Okay, so how are you feeling today?
I am very nervous, one, because I'm scared of heights, but I think you should always challenge yourself in life. And also, I am being interviewed by the media. I've never done that in my life before. It's very exciting, very buzzy. There's lots of energy around here. It's wonderful. But you know, there's a part of me that's slightly anxious as well.
Okay, so what are you planning to do on the plinth today?
Okay, because I've been an art tutor, I'm going to contemplate the skyline, because of course the view from up there, I think, will be pretty good. Fairly unique, and I'm going to sketch it, and maybe make records on my website later. Okay, but I also animate. So as well as sketching as an art thing, I also animate, and I'm going to produce a sort of flicker of a story about the joy of, joy of learning. You'll get it hopefully when I do the animation. I'm keeping it close to my heart until my actual hour on the plinth.
And then you're planning to show it?
Absolutely, yes. And hopefully people will get it. Okay, I'm sorry I can't talk much about it. It's a small tale. And you'll see the point there. Again, that's art, an arts project as well. It's a project within a project, really.
I understand. Can we just recap? You want to tell a story on the plinth?
Yes. Okay, I want to tell a story on the plinth about... The gist of the story is about how we don't realise that we're all unique individuals and we're all creative individuals, and all of us have a spirit that can soar, basically. That's the message going out there. And we forget. We live our ordinary lives and we forget we're much bigger individuals than we really are. And this project is brilliant because it actually makes that point. You know, we're part of something bigger. I mean, it just matches so well.
Okay, so would you like to tell us your website address?
I'm on Facebook at the moment. There is the www.wea.org.uk, okay, and it will be one of the pages there as well. But I'm still, because this is such short notice, less than a week, you can imagine I haven't actually got all the technical know-how yet to make that happen, but it will. Thank you.
Okay. How about your expectations for today?
I think the weather's turning a little bit damp, actually. I put this on the website that it could be a little bit like when you take a flight for holiday and you're up in the aeroplane. I always think those flights are very magical. There's something really special about being in a plane. And I think that opportunity to be higher up, it's a fabulous opportunity. And so you're both in amongst a city that's very busy and very peaceful as well. You're both, okay? I think and that's certainly true in an aeroplane, you know, that's all. So I certainly will be meditating up there, okay? And also I find that it helps my artwork anyway. I just produce better quality, something happens, you know. I would recommend it to everyone, really.
Okay, thank you. So who do you think you're doing this for today?
as a, I'm doing it for lots of reasons, I think, and I'm doing it for Anthony, obviously, to be a part of his concept of the picture in Britain today. So in some sense, it doesn't matter who I am on the plinth, and I understand that because I'm part of a something bigger, okay? And I'm doing it being uniquely me, because everybody is being uniquely themselves, and that's a part of the project as well. What an opportunity to be you, the things you stand for. Brilliant, you know. I'm also obviously trying to talk about the Workers Education Association that I'm a part of, because learning is very close to my heart, very close. Lifelong learning, people realize, okay, so that's very, very important to me, that please, you know, get out there and get into education. That's massively important. People think they can't do it, okay, so there's that. And the fourth thing is, I come from Wakefield in West Yorkshire, and sadly, it's a little known place, and yet it has the Yorkshire Sculpture Park. Henry Moore, born down the road in Castleford, literally down the road, and next year the Barbara Hepworth Gallery is opening. What a fabulous place for sculpture. Anyone in London, please come up, well, anyone from all over Britain, please come and visit us, because it's a little gem, and it's people need to know more about it. And if you like Anthony Gormley sculpture, come and see, he's there, you know, it's a brilliant place.
Okay, so have you done anything like this before?
Never. Like, I'm totally sure, I feel very privileged to be a part of this, very, very privileged. And it is, even though it's only 11 in the morning, it's already been an amazing experience for me. I'm very privileged.
So would you like to tell us what it has been like so far since you've been here?
Yes, it's, well, I've had a lot of media coverage that I've never ever had in my life before, and people have been interested in what I've had to say, and also thanked me afterwards, and it's wonderful. And the whole atmosphere is very buzzy, okay, very, you can feel the energy, it's almost tangible, okay, so that's what it feels like to be a part of this project.
Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just go ahead and watch the hour for Chris Sharman.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.